My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Donald L. Henderson, D-O-N-A-L-D, middle initial L, last name H-E-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. He was seen on November 2nd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. The CKD is likely related to nephrocirrhosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. Our recent labs reveal BUN of 20 from 38, creatinine of 1.38 from 154, and GFR of 58 from 51, period. His kidney functions continue to improve period. He does have evidence of selective and non-selective proteinuria, which is subnephrotic in nature, period. The microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 2,319 milligrams, and the urine protein to creatinine ratio is 2,870 milligrams, period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediment, period. We will restart the Farxiga, 10 milligrams one tablet daily, because there is an increase in the proteinuria on the recent labs when compared to the previous labs, period. We will also refer the patient for a renal biopsy to determine the cause of the proteinuria, since it has been persistent. Since it has been persistent, period. He denies any urinary symptoms. He is euvolemic. We will continue to monitor, period. Next line, primary hyperparathyroidism. His PTH is still elevated at 184, and his serum calcium is on the higher end of normal at 10, period. He was started on Sensipar 30 milligrams at the last visit. However, he states he had never started taking the medication, period. He is open to the idea of a parathyroidectomy, although he had two parathyroid glands removed in the past, period. He is open to having further evaluation with a surgeon to possibly have the remaining two parathyroid glands removed to resolve this hyperparathyroidism, period. We will send a referral to Dr. Norman, the endocrinologist in Tampa, for further evaluation. Period. We also restarted him. We also sent a prescription for the Sensipar 30 milligrams, which we advise him to take in the meantime to help control the PTH. Next line. Vitamin D deficiency with vitamin D level of 29. Unfortunately, because of the elevated calcium level, we are unable to start him on any supplementation. We will continue to monitor. Next line, proteinuria, subnephrotic range, as per number one. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has remained unremarkable. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control. Continue with the current regimen. Next line. Rheumatoid arthritis, he follows with Dr. Torres, rheumatology, next line, hyperuricemia, which has remained stable with the uric acid of 5.4. Continue with the allopurinol 300 milligrams daily. Next line, insomnia, we refilled his Zolpidem. Next line, arterial hypertension with elevated blood pressure of 166/107. We repeated the blood pressure and it was still elevated at 150/86 period. This elevation in blood pressure is because the patient is not feeling well. He is having difficulty breathing. We advise him to recheck his blood pressure at home and to take his medications as prescribed, period. We also encourage that he monitors his blood pressure readings on a daily basis. This is unusual for the patient because his blood pressure is usually very well controlled during his follow-ups. We will continue to monitor. Next line, acute and chronic bronchitis. The patient follows with Dr. Wong. However, he presents today with difficulty breathing we auscultated bronchi on his lung examination period. We will send an order for a chest x-ray for further evaluation and started him on ZPAC therapy as well as Metrodospac therapy, period. We emphasize the importance of following up with his pulmonologist, Dr. Wong, for further evaluation, period. Next line. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with lab work. And